From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Tim McGuire reports the Associated Press has obtained 15 of former FBI Director James Comey's memos on the Trump White House that were handed over to Congress on Thursday.
The memos had already been seen by Special Counsel Robert Mueller and select members of Congress before the Justice Department released them to Congress on Thursday. Comey previously said he began keeping the memos early on in the Trump administration because of the tone of his meetings with the president and other administration figures. Comey wrote that during a private White House dinner in January of last year, Trump asked him for his loyalty while also expressing concern about then-National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's judgment. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Students in New York City and around the United States streamed out of their schools in the latest round of gun control activism following the February shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida.
They put money, power, and greed over human lives, our lives. But it's time to stand here together because we know the truth. It's time to call BS!
The protests on Friday were chosen to line up with the 19th anniversary of the Columbine High School shooting, which left 13 people dead in Littleton, Colorado. France's foreign minister says Russia is obstructing the access of international chemical weapons inspectors to the site of a suspected poison gas attack in the Syrian town of Douma. Experts from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons arrived in Damascus last weekend to examine the site of the suspected attack in nearby Douma, which killed dozens of people and led to U.S.-led missile strikes. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says OPEC's effort to maintain high oil prices will not be accepted. Sagar Magani has that story.
OPEC member representatives and allied oil ministers are meeting today to talk about their agreement to keep oil prices up by maintaining production cuts. President Trump tweets the oil-producing cartel is at it again, saying there are record amounts of oil all over the place and oil prices are artificially very high. He writes, "No good and will not be accepted," though he does not say how he wants to counteract the efforts to keep prices higher. Sagar Magani, Washington.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in says North Korea is not imposing conditions on upcoming summits with him and U.S. President Donald Trump. Martin Seacrest has more.
He also indicated that North Korea was open to discussing ending its nuclear program. Moon said the dialogue between the two Koreas must continue after the April 27 summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and the North Korea-U.S. summit, for which no date has been set. The two Koreas opened a hotline telephone connection between their leaders Friday, a week before the summit between Kim and Moon in the demilitarized zone. Martin Seacrest, VOA News.
China's ZTE Corp said Friday that a U.S. ban on the sale of parts and software to the company was unfair and threatens its survival and vowed to safeguard its interests through all legal means. Chairman and Executive Director of ZTE, Yan Yimin, said he resolutely opposed the decision made by the U.S. Commerce Department, opposed what he called unfair and unreasonable punishment, and the politicalization of the trade issue. A senior U.S. Commerce Department official told Reuters news agency earlier this week that it was unlikely to lift the ban. The prosecution of two Myanmar journalists accused of violating a state secrets law by acquiring official documents given to them by two policemen has suffered a setback, as a police officer testified that he and his colleagues were ordered to entrap the reporters. Walone and Jossou of the Reuters news agency were arrested on December 12th on charges that could get them up to 14 years in prison if convicted. Walone said on Friday that he was glad that the truth was coming out and that authorities couldn't do anything unjust to them. He also said that they could never bully them or other journalists and that the truth was coming out and that justice was coming. So scores of nurses have demonstrated in Zimbabwe's capital after the government fired 16,000 from public hospitals for demanding better working conditions and higher pay. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.